Hello and welcome to A Couch Talk. I'm Yitzi Tannenbaum and I'm joined today by Professor Avishai Wohl. Avishai is a CTO and co-founder of AlgoSec, and today we're going to talk about predictions to 2020.
Thank you, Yitzi.
So just to start off, we've seen a lot of breaches due to misconfigurations in the past year. And I was wondering if you think that we're going to see in 2020 a growth in breaches due to misconfigurations, or are organizations going to figure out a way to deal with misconfigured firewalls?
Well, Yitzi, I think the problem really is humans. The problem with all the misconfigurations that we saw over the last several years, certainly in 2019, was that people, IT staff, made mistakes, and these mistakes were exploited by actors outside the organization. And with all respect to technology, humans are not getting any better. You know, we as a species are able to do what we're able to do, and we're not improving in any fundamental way. So that's not going to improve. The other aspect of misconfigurations is that the environment we're working in is becoming much more complex. There are more things to secure. There are more points for attackers to attack. So we have more work to do, more issues to consider. That can only make the situation worse, not better. So really the only solution, and this is going to be a recurring theme, I think, today in today's conversation, is that we need more automation and have the computers help us poor humans in set configurations properly and misconfigure less.
Great. So if we look at misconfigurations and take it to the next level and look at compliance, we know compliance has been a difficulty for a networking staff for a very long time. But it seems that with time, compliance and regulation, it gets harder and harder. And as a network becomes more complex, it becomes more challenging. What are we going to see in 2020 when it comes to compliance?
Well, my opinion is that organizations are, if anything, going to spend even more time on compliance. Regulators in all geographies and verticals around the world are flexing their muscles and introducing new regulations all the time. Just in 2019, we saw the California Consumer Privacy Act. We saw a Brazilian regulation that is in the style of GDPR, but locally in Brazil. We saw developments in Germany with a BSI 200 regulation, and there are more. And all of these regulations don't replace any existing regulations, they just add the onus onto the organizations to comply with all these requirements. So depending on which region, which vertical you're in, potentially you'd be subject to even more regulations. The good aspect of all these regulations is that fundamentally lots of them are interested in the same types of things, just phrased in different languages and different structures of reporting and so on. But fundamentally, they're asking about the same aspects of security, and that means that there is a place for automation to provide time savings to reduce the efforts involved in meeting these audit requirements.
So once again, automation is a key way to solve or maybe tackle this issue.
Absolutely.
Another trend we've been hearing a lot about is intent-based network security. Can you explain a little bit about what that means, and are we going to see that in 2020?
Okay, so what it means to me is really the answer to a very, very simple question, and that is, why is this rule there? Why is this security control set the way it is? If we can answer that question, then it opens up the ability to run many different scenarios much more efficiently. And the answer is always going to be, this rule is there because a particular business application had a need for connectivity from point A to point B using some services. And that information, the identity of the application that caused the rule to be placed, that is really the intent of that rule. That is why the rule is there. And why the rule is there is very important in a wide variety of scenarios. You can imagine situations of cleanup, you want to get rid of a rule, you're dealing with a breach, you're dealing with a vulnerability report, you're dealing with downtime, planned or unplanned. You always need to know why the setting is as it is, and who to notify in case something goes wrong, who to ask permission for if you want to eliminate it. All these questions are typical maintenance tasks that organizations have to do all year round, and without the information about the intent behind each security construct, they're really flying blind. You're always sort of, okay, why is this there? It's been there forever. Maybe it's time to get rid of it. We don't know. Very difficult. So having the intent associated with every rule is really, really helpful and very important. But the way to associate an intent with each rule in an ideal world would be done when the rule is created. When somebody makes a request to add another rule, that's the best time to associate the intent with the rule. Unfortunately, for many, many years, that was not the case. People were not very diligent in documenting the reason for every rule that was placed. And so most organizations are in a brownfield situation where they have a great number of security constructs deployed and very little information about the intent. Luckily, and now in 2019, and definitely even more in 2020, there are technologies in the market that allow understanding the intent behind the rules in retrospect based on the traffic that is actually observed on the network. It's possible to listen to this traffic or to extracts of it, statistics about it, and using algorithms to reverse time, if you will, and actually find the intent in retrospect. So I think this is a crucial and very important development, and I see great need for this, and definitely a trend into the future of people starting to deploy these and annotating their security estates with their intent.
Now, public cloud vendors are, in addition to infrastructure, providing security as well now. How do organizations plan to tackle public cloud vendor security?
Well, I think that's definitely something that we're going to see more of. Public cloud vendors are offering a richer and richer variety of security controls in their offerings. First of all, this is a good thing for organizations. The more controls that are available to you, the more secure you can be if you take advantage of the additional capabilities. So even though it's is good news, it does not mean less work for organizations. The organization's staff has to take ownership of all these additional controls and capabilities that the cloud providers give us and configure them properly. If you don't use the controls, if you don't configure them as they should be configured, then you're no more secure than you were before. So even though there are additional capabilities, it means additional needs for visibility and additional understanding of what to do with these new capabilities and how to configure them. So I think that's going to be an ongoing trend. We're going to see more of these things, and organizations have to keep up.
Well, I hope organizations find a way to manage and work with the security controls provided by the public cloud vendors. So, Avishai, thank you for talking to me about the 2020 predictions in the network security world. It'll be interesting to meet in a year and see what happened then. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Itzi.